This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I thought they would have a clunker. They did not. They advanced to the Sweet 16. And now they get a good matchup because they go up against the BYU team that plays just like they do. And usually when a Nate Oates and Alabama team play a team that wants to play the same style as them, that usually means good things for Bama. BYU's on a roll right now. They have really good shooters. They have a pro. They have a couple pros in Richie Saunders and Igor Demon. Kevin Young's done an incredible job in his first season. Bama's favored by 4.5 in this game. The total is 174.5. This opened at like 170.5. It quickly went up to 172. Then it went up to 174. Now we have 174.5. I've talked about it a bunch on this show. But whenever Bama gets in these high-stake games, these tournament games, and they're playing against a team that's similar to them, an elite offensive team that doesn't mind getting in a running game, a back-and-forth type game, I always love looking at the first half over in these games. I would not be shocked if this game is like 47-43, 48-42 at halftime. So I'm looking at the first half over, 82.5 for Bama and BYU. To give you guys an idea of like some of the games that Bama has played going into halftime when they've played some of the elite offensive teams in the country. Against Purdue, when they played them, the combined score at halftime was 82. When they played Kentucky twice this season, combined score was 92-87.5. Auburn was 75-87. Missouri was 105. And then Florida, 81-92 in the two matchups with the Gators this season. So as you can see, even when they've gone under, a lot of them have been like 81-82. You had the 75 against Auburn, but some of these games are combined for like 92. The Missouri was 105. I think we're going to get some fireworks there early on in that game. So first half over 82.5, Bama and BYU, that would be my look. Then Maryland and Florida. This is going to be a really interesting game, right? Both teams feels like had their survive and advance game yesterday. Florida just gets past UConn. Maryland with Derek Queen beats Colorado State at the buzzer. Florida, 6.5-point favorites right now at BetMGM. Total in the game is 155.5. If you like Maryland in the game, I think a first to 15 would be a good bet in this one, maybe even Maryland first half as well. The Terps have to start fast in this game. If they start like they did against Colorado State, against the Gators, they're going to get blown out of the building. They have no shot. They got to start fast. They got to hit their threes, and they got to hope that Walter Clayton Jr. has an off game for Florida as well. I've been telling you guys when it comes to player props, like just bet Walter Clayton over 17.5 points, over 18.5 points every single game. If it's under 20, you just bet the over on Walter Clayton, and he's been going over that, and Florida's been winning games. The correlation's that simple. So if he goes under that, the Maryland's got a chance. Now, obviously, the Crab 5 is awesome. Their starting lineup is really good. A concern, though, I have for the Terps going into this game is how poor they rebounded against Colorado State. Now you're facing Florida and all their big guys. It's going to be a tough matchup. So the Terps have to be good on the glass. I think if you like Maryland, though, you've got to bet the over, because I think Florida is going to be able to score and get their points. If the Terps want to win this game, they got to be able to knock down their three-point shot. So no official plays yet for me in this game, but I think if you like the Terps, I think I would look at them again. Maybe first to 15 if you want to have some fun, get some plus money, but also a first-half bet on the Terps at +3.5. Arizona and Duke. This Duke team right now is kind of giving me vibes of the UConn team we've seen the last couple years, and like all the, and like those UConn team the last 2 years who won every game by double digits. It feels like anything under 10 is probably a good bet with Duke. Now, Arizona's a good team. They're good offensively. And Caleb Love, for as much flack as he gets, has been really good here over the last couple weeks. He was great in the Big 12 tournament. He hit big shot after big shot last night against Oregon, and he gets another crack at Duke. So that should be a fun storyline to watch. But again, this Duke team has been the most impressive team thus far. They dominated the 16 seed Mount St. Mary's as expected. Yesterday, dominated Baylor as well. Their offense is now rated first in efficiency according to KenPom. Their defense is number 4. Cooper Flagg looks healthy. Again, I think anything single-digit spread with Duke, you got to lay it at -9.5. Arkansas, Texas Tech. Now, this will be a fun one. Red Raiders favored by 5.5. Total is 147.5. Obviously, John Calipari's done an incredible job in Fayetteville, and both teams should get some key pieces back potentially in the Sweet 16. Arkansas could get back one of their better players in Adu Thierro, and Texas Tech could get back one of their better players in Chance McMillan. Both guys didn't play in either of the first two games for either team. When we get to the Sweet 16, something that you guys should look for when I like handicapping these games is think about it in terms of those survivor pools, right? I'm sure a lot of you watching and listening to this show are in March Madness survivor pools, where you pick one team each day of the tournament, and then you can't use that team again, right? And when we get to the Sweet 16, usually everybody is betting on the same games. And you look at when we get to the round of 16 on Thursday, everybody's going to either take Bama or Texas Tech most likely, because obviously the winner of those two games are likely going to face Duke and Florida. So usually the way these things work are that either Bama or Texas Tech is going to be on upset alert. And again, I think the matchup is good for Bama because they're playing a team that wants to play just like them, whereas Texas Tech is going up against an Arkansas team that's getting another key player back. Their defense is really good, and I think their offense is a little bit better than we give them credit for. And you got a great, and you got a Hall of Fame coach who's usually really good in the underdog role, as we saw against St. John. So I like Arkansas +5.5. I take some money line with them as well. Then as we look at Friday's games, we got Ole Miss against Michigan State. It's a tough game. I've been fading Michigan State in every game of the tournament. I took Bryant. I took New Mexico. Neither of those bets worked out for me. I think I'm probably going to come back and take Ole Miss as well, and it's because of two words: Chris Beard. Guy's a ridiculous coach. He's getting the most out of this Ole Miss team. They dominated Iowa State yesterday. That was a really impressive performance. So I think especially getting them over the full possession at 3.5, I would look at Ole Miss plus the points. Kentucky and Tennessee will be a really interesting game. Kentucky beat Tennessee twice in the regular season. So they're going to have to beat a really good Tennessee squad three times. You get Rick Barnes as a favorite once again in the tournament. He has not been good in those spots, ATS or straight up. And Kentucky, not only have they been good against Tennessee this season, they've just been good in general against defensive-minded teams. And credit Kentucky, man. Without Jackson Robinson, they playing really well. They had a really good game against Illinois yesterday. So I'm staying away from this game. I think it's a good game to live bet. I would honestly look at the under. I think that's probably the best play in the game. So I like under 146.5. Michigan and Auburn. This is probably my favorite bet of the Sweet 16, and it's going to be Michigan plus the points, and I look at some money line for Michigan as well. Michigan's kind of giving me NC State vibes, just kind of like that team of destiny right now that's going to make that magical Final Four run. They just win every close game, and they execute down the stretch and just find ways to win. They're going to have Vlad Golden down low on Jani Broom, which could be a really difficult matchup for Broom as well. Dusty May is a heck of a coach, man. He's been to the Final Four. He's 6-2 in March Madness as a head coach with FAU. And Michigan, again, ever since the regular season ended. This team won the Big Ten tournament. Now here they are. Great win over UC San Diego. Great win over Texas A&M. This team's been unbelievable on neutral site games this season, and I think they continue to roll. So I like Michigan plus the 8.5. I like them on the money line as well. And then finally, a bet that I really like in Houston and Purdue. I'm looking at the first half under 62.5 points in this game. So of all the regionals that we have for the Sweet 16 upcoming, this one is the most interesting because in Indianapolis, they're playing at the football stadium. They're playing at Lucas Oil. They're not playing at Gainbridge where the Pacers play. So this is going to feel like a Final Four with these guys playing in an NFL stadium, which means the sight lines are going to be different. The shooting might be a little bit off. You kind of tend to see that a lot of times when teams play at football stadiums. And you combine that with the fact that Houston is playing in this game with their defense, I think this is going to be a low-scoring first half. I think there's going to be an adjustment period for both teams trying to kind of get acclimated to playing in a football stadium when obviously you're used to playing in a basketball arena. So a late start. Purdue's going to have a great home court advantage playing there in Indianapolis. But I think going up against that Houston defense playing in an NFL stadium, I think it's a bad combo. So I would look at first half under 62.5 there for Purdue and Houston. I like that quite a bit. All right, let's keep rolling on. Let's look at all these different regions and which team I would pick in each of the four regions to make the Final Four. We'll start with Auburn's region in the South. The Tigers, minus 130 to make the Final Four. Michigan State, plus 290. Ole Miss, plus 650. And Michigan is plus 700. I think there are only two teams that you can bet in this region. I think the winner of Auburn and Michigan is going to the Final Four. I don't think Michigan State or Ole Miss, either of those teams, are making it. I've been looking to fade this Michigan State team, and I think Ole Miss is going to lose to the winner of that Auburn-Michigan game. So I would look at either laying the juice with Auburn at minus 130, or I would look at betting Michigan at 7-1. And as I told you guys in the last segment, I like the vibes right now around this Michigan team. I think if Auburn does beat them, though, that they are going to the Final Four. But I think you're getting a good number with Michigan at plus 700. You know, they're around 3-1 to defeat Auburn. If they win that game, they're going to be dogs against Michigan State or Ole Miss, but it won't be a big spread. It'll probably be 3.5, 2.5, somewhere in that neighborhood. Michigan's obviously seen Michigan State twice, so big advantage there. And then going up against Ole Miss, I would like them in that game as well. That would be the third SEC team that they have played. They already beaten the first two in A&M, and if they take down Auburn. So love the value with Michigan. I would probably bet them at plus 700. But again, the other choice for me would be Auburn laying the juice at minus 130. I think the winner of that game goes to the Final Four. No interest for me in either Michigan State or Ole Miss. Then we make it to the West region. We got Florida, Texas Tech, Maryland, and Arkansas. Gators minus 125 to get to the Final Four. Texas Tech plus 290. The Terps are plus 450, and Arkansas is plus 950. To me, clear option. You bet Maryland to win this region at plus 450. Right now, the Terps on the money line are plus 240 to beat the Gators, right? And you're getting them at plus 450 to win the region. So let's say the Terps upset the Florida Gators. They're either going to get Texas Tech or Arkansas in the Elite Eight. The Texas Tech game is going to be a pick'em, pretty much. Right now, KenPom has Texas Tech about a 1 point better than Maryland. But if the Terps beat Florida, they're obviously going to get upgraded. The recency bias, they might even close as a small favorite in that game. And then if they go up against Arkansas, they're certainly going to be a favorite in that game, probably around 5.5, 6, somewhere in that neighborhood. So I'm getting the Terps at plus 450 just from a math standpoint. Get them at plus 450. They're plus 240 against the Gators. And then if they win that game, they're likely going to be a slight favorite against Texas Tech. Maybe it's a pick 'em, or they're going to be a 5.5, 6 point favorite against Arkansas. So I like this Maryland team to begin with. I don't know if they can beat Florida, but just from the math, like the math ain't mathing with this one, with the Terps. I like them plus 450 and taking them in the West region. I wouldn't lay the juice with Florida. I think this team is going to continue to get tested here over the next couple rounds, like we saw them get tested against UConn. So your best bet with Florida might just be betting them on the live line instead of laying the minus 125. But for me, the Terps would be the bet at plus 450 in that region. In the East region, folks, it'd be Duke for me. Lay the price at minus 170. Like I said, this team's kind of giving me UConn vibes. I think anything under 10 is a great bet with Duke if you're just looking game by game, betting them on the spread. 9.5-point favorite against Arizona. If they play BYU, probably going to be about the same number. If they play Alabama, probably going to be about 5.5. I would lay Duke at minus 170. Again, the one concern with Duke, if somebody can play them close, if they can make it a game into the last 3-4 minutes, can Duke handle that kind of pressure? The way that they're playing right now, we may never find that out. They just might continue to do what UConn did and just roll everybody on their way to a national championship. So I think even though minus 170 might scare off some people, like at any point over the next two games that Duke plays on their way to the Final Four, are you going to get them anywhere close to a minus 170 on the money line? You could. I don't think you will, though. So I like Duke at minus 170. And then in the Midwest region, we got Houston, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Purdue. Top four seeds in this region. Houston's minus 110, Tennessee plus 230, Kentucky plus 650, and Purdue at plus 700. I love Houston. I think this is a great bet at minus 110. This Houston team has a different feel to me than the ones in years past that lost in the Sweet 16, didn't live up to the expectations that we all had for them. The Gonzaga game told you everything you needed to know about Houston. I think our big concern for these defensive-minded teams like Tennessee, like Houston, like Tony Bennett's Virginia teams, when Tony Bennett's Virginia teams finally won a national title, they were able to win games in the 80s. And that's what Houston did against Gonzaga, 81-76. This team is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. They're one of the best defensive teams in the country. And they got a closer in L.J. Cryer. That was one of my big questions, right? I didn't think Houston quite had a guard like a Marcus Sasser, Jamal Shedd, a guy like they've had in years past. Cryer's the real deal. He's big time. He made some big plays down the stretch of that game. Every time you thought maybe Gonzaga would make a run and they make the game a little bit interesting, Houston always had an answer for them. And that's what you want out of a team that you think is going to go far in the tournament. When a team is making a run and they're making it tough, can they answer every single time? And that's what Houston did. Even though they made it a little dicey at the end, I think minus 110 for the Cougars is a great bet. Still don't love this Tennessee team. Kentucky, impressive they made it to the Sweet 16. I don't think they would have enough to beat Houston. And then I think Purdue is going to fall to Houston as well. So I like the Cougars at minus 110. Michigan, plus 700. Maryland, plus 450. Duke, minus 170. And Houston at minus 110. Those would be the four bets that I would look at for those teams to win their region. All right, let's go to the Shawnee Sharp Sports Betting Minute here on Send It In. Our guy at BetMGM, John Ewing, gave us some great betting nuggets on the Sweet 16, some trends that happened in the previous round. So let's go to our guy, Shawnee Sharp, and find out what we got. Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, Peach, how we doing? Happy to be back here. Look at some things that John Ewing has for us. So we have the tweet they had earlier today. So popular 60% of the money for the Sweet 16 bets over at BetMGM. 89% of the money is on Florida, -6.5. 80% is on Alabama, -4.5. 87% is on Houston, -7.5. 84% is on Michigan State, -3.5. 81% is on Duke, -9.5. 69% of Michigan is on Michigan +8.5, and then 62% of the money is on Texas Tech -5.5. The most bet team to cover right now in the Sweet 16 over at BetMGM is Michigan +8.5 against Auburn. So I think that would be pretty interesting. You were just talking about how if Auburn can get past Michigan, they'll make it to the Final Four. So obviously, this, it looks like, could be a very closer game than what the books have. And also, if you have any other questions on or wanting to look at more things, John Ewing does amazing stuff. He posts a full screen of opening spreads, current spreads over at BetMGM. He has some early stuff for the Sweet 16. Right now, not a lot has moved in terms of the spread, other than it looks like you got some money coming on Ole Miss. They went from being some money came in on Michigan State. They're out from a 2.5-point favorite from opening line now to 3.5. And then same thing, Auburn went from 7.5 to 8.5. So just a little bit of movement on that. And then I know we're about to talk about some baseball here, Peach. My White Sox, I just got to throw them out here. Fourth pitcher in the last month to need Tommy John surgery. Drew Thorpe, one of their prospects, is now going to need it. Their line for over under wins now 54.5. It was at 51 a couple weeks ago. Do we bet the under?
I think we have to. 54.
I feel like we have to, right? It's moving out. Like, there's no way they're going to win that.
How many games did they win last year? 41? 42?
Yeah. I stopped counting. I probably could have. Like, it was more how many did they lose? Is a ton.
I mean, I think we all agree that they're going to be better. They lost Crochet. They don't have Fetty for the entire year. They still have Luis Robert in the middle of that order. Benintendi's done for the year, but we both agree that that might be, like, for the best for the White Sox.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got to bet under 54.5, honestly.
Their best pitcher is Martin Perez.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be terrible.
They won't be good. I agree. We're going to talk about the AL Central on the show tomorrow. We'll dive into the NL Central as well. But the two divisions I did want to look at today on Senate as we do a little big league peege are the AL East and the NL East here on Senate. We'll start with the American League East. And this division is just super fascinating for kind of all the wrong reasons. That's because of injuries right now. Gerrit Cole's out for the year for the Yankees. Luis Gil is going to miss 3 months for the Yankees as well. They obviously lost Juan Soto in the offseason. The Orioles, Gunnar Henderson's going to start the year on the IL. He's going to miss at least a week. Grayson Rodriguez is probably going to miss the first month of the season as well. They lost Corbin Burns, Anthony Santander in the offseason. So the top two teams in the division for the last couple of years have got some injury questions, and they had some guys that were some key pieces to their team last year that are no longer on their roster. The Red Sox are certainly kind of the trendy team right now in the offseason and in the American League. They're in the American League East. They're plus 250 to win the division. There's a lot to like with the Red Sox. We were just talking about Sean's White Sox and Gerrit Crochet. He was obviously unbelievable last year. Well, the Red Sox trade for him in the offseason. He's going to be the guy leading their rotation. Now, the Red Sox rotation also has some injuries as well. They're a little beat up, but look, their lineup is going to be really good. And you add Alex Bregman to that lineup in Fenway. Feels like a guy who's going to hit a bunch of doubles at that ballpark. They got a really good manager as well in Alex Cora. So I think there's a lot to like with the Red Sox. The Rays at plus 900. Tampa Bay is a tough team to handicap this year. Kevin Cash is a great manager. The Rays had a bad year last year. And just the way that that organization is, feels like every year they wake up, they win 85, 90 games. You would expect them to bounce back and be better. But the travel is going to be a real issue for Tampa because of, obviously, the hurricane, and they're not going to be playing at the Trop this season. Their schedule is really unbalanced, and they have some times throughout the year, especially in, like, late July and August, where they're going to be on the road for a week. So I think that's kind of going to wear down on Tampa a little bit. I'm a little bit nervous of that, so I kind of want to stay away from them. The Blue Jays are fascinating at 12-1. You got Vladdy and Bo Bichette, who are both on contract years. They're both free agents after this season, so you know they want to have some good years. And then their rotation. You got Gausman there, who wants to have a bounce-back year. Max Scherzer, probably not going to stay healthy, but like if he does, he's still Max Scherzer. Probably going to give you a few good starts. Jose Berrios is still there. Chris Bassett as well. And then again, outside of Vladdy and Bichette, they get Santander. George Springer's still there. Varsho, Alejandro Kirk. And now they finally have a real manager, now that there's no more John Schneider as well. So the Blue Jays, I think, are fascinating. At the price, I think they're almost the best bet at 12-1. If I had to pick a winner, though, out of this division, I think it would be Boston. I mean, these injury concerns for the Yankees, especially their starting pitching, and then for the Orioles as well, who's going to pitch for them at the front of their rotation? I think both are legit concerns. So Red Sox, Blue Jays, two teams that I would probably bet and look at out of the AL East. Then in the NL East, we got the Braves at plus 115, the Phillies at plus 200, the Mets at plus 230, the Nats at 80-1, and then if you want to take a stab with the Miami Marlins, they are 250-1 to win the division. I like the Braves in the NL East. You know, to me, they have the most loaded roster of all these teams, and I think they're built the best to win the most games in the 162 regular season grind. We'll see when Spencer Strider comes back. He obviously missed the year for Tommy John surgery, but they should get him back pretty soon. You got Chris Sale, the reigning NL Cy Young winner, at the top of that rotation. Ronaldo Lopez was really good for them last season as well. And then the lineup, I expect them to bounce back. Acuna's going to be back. They get Jerks and Profar in the offseason from San Diego. Olsen should be better. Riley should be better. Sean Murphy. All these guys that were amazing for them a couple years ago when they were a historic lineup should be a lot better than they were last season. season. Kind of everything that could go wrong went wrong for the Braves. But just so much talent on this team. And I think they're better built to withstand injuries and win more games than the other teams in their division. So I like Atlanta to win the division at plus 115. I like Philadelphia to make the playoffs. And I think they're a better bet to win the National League or win the World Series. Because again, I think the Phillies' top-end talent and certainly the way those guys have performed in the playoffs throughout their career, I think I trust more than Atlanta. Bryce Harper's been a beast in the postseason, but their pitchers. Zach Wheeler's ridiculous in the playoffs. Aaron Nola's been really good as well. Ranger Suarez has had some terrific starts. And then also outside of Harper, you know, you got guys like Schwarber and Castellanos and Trey Turner. These guys who have played a number of postseason games have had some big moments. So I like this Philly team more so long-term. I would bet them more to win the National League, win the World Series. But if you're looking at an NL East bet, I think Philadelphia or Atlanta to win the division, I think would be the play. The New York Mets, I'm down on them this year. Like, their starting pitching has some question marks in my eyes, right? Kodai Senga comes back. He should be good, fine. But then, like, Sean Manaea, Frankie Montas, Clay Holmes is now going to be a relief, go from a reliever to a starter. What's that going to look like? And then the lineup, I get the Mets were like red hot the final 2-3 months of the season, but their team was awful the first 2 months of the season. Lindor, before the final 3 months, was horrendous. It looked like that contract was awful. Then Vientos stepped up. Alonso had some good moments. Alvarez was good as well. I know you bring Soto into that lineup, but I'm just not quite sold on the Mets. I just think they had one of those magical years. I wouldn't bet them to do anything of significance in the upcoming year. The Nationals, I think, could be interesting, not to win the division, but to potentially make the playoffs. The Nats kind of remind me of the Orioles from a couple years ago, where I think maybe next year is where we look at them to potentially be one of the surprises and win like 90, 100 games. But I think this year is when we see the Nats really take that next step, and they're going to be like in the hunt to make the playoffs. I don't think they make it, but I think they're going to be a team that wins 75, 80 games this upcoming year. I like the young core that they're building, so keep an eye for the Nats to be pretty competitive. But I like Red Sox, Blue Jays in the AL East as some bets, and then the Braves in the NL East to win those divisions. All right, let's wrap the show with our favorite plays of the day. Going to the NBA with a couple of plays today. We'll start with our prop lock. We're going to take Kristaps Porzingis over 20.5 points for the Celtics tonight against the Sacramento Kings. Since returning, since mid-February, Porzingis has played in 3 games. He has scored 24 or more points in all 3 of those games. He's been incredibly efficient from the field, shooting over 50% in all those games as well. So Porzingis looks healthy. He looks comfortable. He's getting great looks in this Celtics offense. You're going up against the bottom 10 defense in the NBA tonight in the Sacramento Kings. So I'll go over points for Porzingis tonight, over 20.5. My dog of the day, Sean said it's been the most popular bet thus far earlier in the week, but I'm rocking with Michigan plus the points against Auburn. I would just be too nervous to bet against this Michigan team right now. And Auburn, yes, they're the number one overall seed. They're one of the best teams in the country. But I think they're gettable. I think they're beatable. We saw Alabama State hang with them for a half. We saw Creighton was leading them at basketball game tonight. The Washington Wizards are favored. I mean, if that doesn't stink out loud, I don't know what does. Give me the Wizards on the money line to win the game tonight against the Raptors. That's my best bet. Michigan dog of the day, Porzingis over points, is going to be my prop lock. Guys, have a great rest of the day. Looking forward to a great show tomorrow. Isaac Shade will join us. We'll see you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.